KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Chief Director for Human Resources in the National Health Department says provincial departments have started appointing doctors for the current year.
There has been an expression from provinces on the recruitment processes, and we are still monitoring that progress in terms of the provincial performances.
Luvuyo Bayeni this afternoon gave Parliament an update on the recruitment process. Last month, a group of unemployed doctors in KZN staged another sit-in at government offices in Pietermaritzburg, demanding jobs in public health facilities. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has encouraged provincial departments to rather absorb those who have completed the entry level, particularly community service. He says this will help alleviate staff shortages.
It does not matter what the situation is. People have to do that. They've got to do internship or community service, especially internship. Internship is because it's still part of training. You cannot do anything else. You can't go into private practice. You can't specialize. You can't work as a medical officer in any hospital. You can't go and work for any private company. You can't do anything. It means you are stuck.
Police in Verulam have opened an investigation into the killing of an e-hailing driver in the north of Durban. It's understood the 30-year-old man was gunned down by a gang of five in Zwelisha last night. The provincial police's Robert Nesiunda.
Reports indicate that the deceased was driving his vehicle when he was blocked by the suspect's vehicle. The victim reportedly got out of his vehicle and ran. The suspects followed after him, shooting him and killing him instantly.
Over 36,000 non-profit organizations in KZN are at risk of being shut down for not being compliant. The Social Development Department says there are among more than 200,000 nationally that have been put on notice for mainly not submitting annual reports. It says they include organizations that provide services to children, the elderly and people with disabilities. Spokesperson Batembo Futshane says more than 6,000 NGOs across the country have already been deregistered.
The consequences for non-compliant NPOs are severe, as they will no longer be able to access certain privileges such as tax exemption, letters of support and funding from government, private tuitions. The majority of these non-compliant organizations are based in Gauteng, followed by KwaZulu-Natal.
And shares in Google's parent company dropped more than 7% on Wall Street today. Yesterday, its latest quarterly earnings showed stalled growth in cloud and massive spending. Google cloud revenue grew 30% to $12 billion, but it fell short of expectations, raising questions about the division's ability to compete with rivals in the heated AI infrastructure market. Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.